So the football career of J.D. Spielman is over, and what a winding road it was on his journey from Eden Prairie to Nebraska, where his freshman year is played under Mike Riley. 55 catches, 830 yards. Then the following year, his first year with the current staff, he had 66 catches, 818 yards, had 8 touchdowns, ready for a monster breakout season. The following year, 49 catches, 898 yards, 18 yards per catch, 5 touchdowns. And then in the transition from the 19 season into the offseason, that is when J.D. Spielman departed. I think Nebraska wanted him to use his voice, be more of a leader. And he was battling some injuries, and he went home. And at the time, people were speculating if he was going to come back. And I think once he left, he was never coming back. And he went home where his dad is the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, and then announced that he was going to TCU and just could never stay healthy. In the COVID year last year, he only played in 3 games due to injuries, had 5 catches for 56 yards. I know that he worked extremely hard in the offseason. He got his body in incredible shape. If you saw any of the pictures or heard anybody from TCU talk about him, he was in fantastic shape. But then once again, injuries hit, and he hasn't played the last 3 games at TCU. And his final year at TCU, 8 catches, 125 yards, 2 scores. And Gary Patterson this morning in Fort Worth announced that J.D. Spielman had retired from the game of football. And that's unfortunate. I think he went through a part in his life where he didn't know what he wanted to do, but he had worked extremely hard in the offseason for his last year in college, and once again injuries hit him and came to a point where at the end of the day, is it worth it? I can't stay healthy. It's probably affecting my day-to-day. And I know it wasn't an easy decision. Said, Coach, I'm done with football. But what a start to his first 2 years at Nebraska, and even his third year, his first 3 years at Nebraska. And he was everything that you thought when you were watching him run around the fields up in the Twin Cities and thinking, this is the guy. And it just, at the end of his career, did not match the beginning of his career. So J.D. Spielman has retired from football. Bubba Starling retired from baseball earlier in the day. Any other ex-Huskers out there that will make it a trio? Anybody? Anybody? Basketball? I mean, we got baseball, we got football, basketball, hockey. Now, that might be a little bit tougher to find an ex-Husker that's going to retire from the NHL today. All right, Andy Kendi from KTV is coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone.